For weeks, Shawnee Mission School Superintendent Jim Henson has been warning that the district would lose money before the fiscal year ends. Here he is in a video posted to Shawnee Mission's YouTube channel.
It is highly possible at this point in time, based on the current discussions, that we could lose millions of dollars in the Shawnee Mission School District.
And up until now, most people didn't know why Henson was so worried. Now we do. Legislative leaders have met to talk about a plan that would take money from property-rich districts, like those in Johnson County, and shift those funds to property-poor districts, like KCK. House Education Committee Chairman Ron Hyland, a conservative from Wamego, says this is one way to solve the equity problem the high court has with school funding without raising taxes.
Defining more money is, right now in this situation, going to be difficult, if not impossible. So, yes, what we're looking at is a way to make it more equitable, which means the rich districts are going to have to help the poor districts some way or another.
The Supreme Court said if equity isn't fixed by June 30th, it will shut down public education in Kansas. The State Department of Education estimates it could take $70 million to solve the problem.
We're always of a position that we would prefer that you solve these issues by adding dollars so that no one is disadvantaged.
That's Mark Tallman from the Kansas Association of School Boards, while Governor Brownback and most conservative Republicans have no appetite for a tax increase, Tallman says other Kansans do.
We have a very strong sense that many Kansans, they're not happy with the situation they're in. They don't feel that we're adequately supporting services.
But even conservatives are growing concerned about what, and just as importantly, when, the legislature will act. During an otherwise perfunctory Education Committee meeting, Representative Sue Boulder from Hayes demanded to know whether the committee will be brought in on the discussions. Whether rank-and-file lawmakers will have a say in the solution is unclear. Will legislation be worked out by leaders and simply presented to lawmakers? Whatever happens, says Bolda, a school shutdown would ruin many small Kansas towns.
If people aren't buying school clothes, if they're not buying school supplies, if you're not paying teachers and the cooks and everyone, you destroy those communities. Many of those communities, their finances are based on the school district.
All school districts in Kansas are right now trying to draft budgets for next year. But until the legislature acts, and districts know what the Supreme Court might do, much budget work is on hold. But there's a second part to the school funding case that the court could rule on by the end of the year. That's whether all students in Kansas are getting an adequate education. And that could potentially cost the state an extra $500 million. I'm Sam Zeff.